This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coca-Cola announced this week that it will roll out a new version of Diet Coke, sweetened not with NutraSweet or saccharin, but with Splenda. It's the latest triumph for the sweetener, which has been available in the U.S. for just 5 years. Splenda already outsells all other artificial sweeteners and even many brands of real sugar. But not everyone is sweet on Splenda. The Sugar Association of America sued Splenda's U.S. distributor for false advertising, and Splenda has countersued. Day to Day's Luke Burbank has more.
No one's exactly sure, but historians speculate that sugar was first used as a sweetener over 8,000 years ago by people in the South Pacific. And for what seems like most of those years, mankind has been trying to come up with a product that tastes and acts like sugar without the calories. Enter the latest challenger, Splenda.
Share the love. Pass the Splenda. Spread the sweetness.
Splenda's the no-calorie sweetener made from sugar, so it tastes like sugar.
In just its 5 years in the U.S., Splenda has become the best-selling artificial sweetener.
So don't be surprised when a neighbor pops by to borrow a cup of Splenda.
If weight and dental health were no object, many of us would probably eat even more sugar than we already do. And so getting as close as possible to real sugar is sort of the holy grail of artificial sweeteners. Therefore, it's no accident that Splenda mentions often in its ads that it's made from sugar.
The advertising it's been undertaking is false and misleading.
James Murphy is an attorney for the Sugar Association of America. The association is suing Splenda for false advertising.
For example, one of their favorite advertising slogans is that Splenda tastes like sugar because it's made from sugar. The real fact is that Splenda does not taste like sugar. It has different tasting properties than sugar.
I would contend that it does taste like sugar.
Monica Newfang is the spokesperson for McNeil Nutritionals, the Pennsylvania-based company that makes Splenda.
The taste profile of Splenda has been extensively studied by independent research organizations, and analyses show that Splenda and sugar have very similar flavor profiles and has no unpleasant aftertaste.
Jim Murphy would disagree.
Splenda, because of its chemical properties, tends to cling longer to your taste buds on your tongue, and so it has a longer aftertaste than sugar.
This week, Splenda countersued the Sugar Association on the grounds that it's been running a smear campaign and that Splenda is made from sugar and does taste like it. Which brings up another question. How does either side plan on proving their case? Both Murphy and Newfang say they'll introduce taste witnesses to support their claims. And they'll have to, because both refuse to use the other's product. Have you ever tasted it?
Splenda?
Yeah.
I personally have not.
Meanwhile,
at the McNeil Nutritionals coffee room, is Splenda the only sweetener that's allowed in there?
Yes.
The upcoming cases will turn on Splenda's taste and the scientific question of whether it actually comes from sugar. To answer that, I visited Jim Adams in his lab.
Okay, well, I'm going to take some of this Splenda out of the box. And, wow, it's very light. Look at that. And I'm going to put it under the microscope and we'll have a look at it.
Adams is a professor of pharmacology at the University of Southern California. His lab is cluttered with stacks of binders and old computers. There are large pictures of dissected mice brains on the walls. Adams loads a pile of Splenda onto a slide and studies it under the microscope.
What does it have in it now? Maltodextrin, sucralose. Okay, so the primary ingredient here is maltodextrin.
The maltodextrin is sort of a filler meant to water down the sweet stuff in Splenda, which is called sucralose. That sucralose is the secret. It was invented in 1976 at the University of London. It's basically two natural sugars, galactose and fructose, combined with three atoms of chlorine. That's right, chlorine.
Chlorine, for some reason, just makes it taste a lot sweeter. Nobody really knows why. It just interacts with the taste buds on the tongue and makes it taste a lot sweeter.
The chlorine also ensures that not much of the sucralose is absorbed by the body. It gets flushed out along with everything else, and hence is low calorie. But is Splenda really made from sugar?
Well, in a technical sense, if you're using the term sugar in a very general sense, there are definitely two different sugars in Splenda.
Of course, nobody brings a microscope out with them to Denny's, and so a taste test with Professor Adams was in order.
What shall we start with? Sugar first, because that's our control, okay? Okay, so sugar tastes like sugar. Dissolves nicely on the tongue. Leaves a nice sweet taste on the tongue. Good stuff. All right, now we're going to try the Splenda and see what it tastes like. It dissolves a lot faster on my tongue than sugar does. The sweetness is a little different from the sugar sweetness, though. It sort of reminds me of cotton candy, you know? It's a lighter taste to it, in my opinion.
Of course, that's just one person's opinion. Will a jury really be able to come to a consensus on how something tastes? Both Splenda and the Sugar Association say they are confident that they will prevail in court. And you can be sure that these lawyers will be very careful which packets of sweetener they grab for during the trial's coffee breaks. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.